happen to be that.
Yeah.
Late potato?
Yeah.
Five versions of Linux out there for it.
Really?
Okay, and this is mint.
Well, mint I like.
Okay, well, mint I have, but I'm going to burn images of all five of them, okay, and so I can do it. But it was a much different procedure than I've ever used before.
I imagine.
There's a guy that did a video on it, and it's very good. And so I just followed his instructions, and that's it. Hey,
yes,
whatever happened to the guy with the printer that wouldn't work on 10 or 11?
Fixed it.
How did they fix it?
I went back to a driver, different driver,
uh-huh,
and Windows 8.1 driver worked.
Okay. Wow.
But who else is going to think of that? Best Buy? No.
No.
Those guys are idiots.
Well, sometimes you get good ones over there, particularly on the west side, you have some pretty good ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're better.
Pretty cool.
But, any feelings about Windows 11 and what's going to happen in that and 365?
Well, at the beginning of the year, it's going to be the end of Windows 11, I think.
Uh-huh.
And Windows 10 is around for five more years, but they're still going to sell it with new systems because that's the agreement that they have, Microsoft, with the Dells and the Acers and all those guys in the world. You know, HPs, they have to sell the latest version of Microsoft OS, regardless of whether it's good or not.
What about backing up? I've heard that some of the Intel chipsets won't let you move ahead. If you go backwards, you can't go back
to
10.
No, you can go back. If you're running, let's say you're running a 12th generation or 13th generation Intel processor,
uh-huh,
those are the latest. They have two sets of cores. They have P cores and they have E cores. Okay, they call it a 12 core processor, but it's not. It's 8 cores here and 4 cores here. Though the only software that utilizes both of those cores properly is Windows 11. So, companies, if you go online, you can look and see Windows 11 running a 12 gen processor versus Windows 10. And in a lot of cases, the 10 outperforms the 11 without even worrying about the extra cores, because Windows 11 has so much shit in it.
Huh.
Very interesting.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens on the layoffs, okay?
Everybody's laying off.
Yeah, between now and the first of the year, okay, there's a software cost. So you're only into it to 20% when you release the product, you know? And,
well, here's the thing that I like is they go like this. Look, Bill, I'm going to sell you something I know is broke. Give me your money, and I promise over the next 12 years I'll fix it. Would you do that? That's what Microsoft does.
Yeah.
We're going to buy Windows whatever or whatever the next version of OS they're going to have.
Yeah.
Let's just make up a number. Let's just say Maverick. Okay,
uh-huh.
So Microsoft Maverick. Because Windows, it won't be named Windows anymore. So you go buy Microsoft Maverick. You know damn well that they're going to come out with 200 service packs and patches for it in the first 90 days.
Yeah.
And you give them money for that.
Yeah.
Not much longer, because I'm thinking of going all Linux on everything.
Linux is coming on really strong here.
You just have to find a way to make the software that we use in the business, the Microsoft software that we have to use, and the other third-party software,
mm-hmm,
we do for inventory and stuff, work properly on Linux without using Wine. Wine is too fucking slow.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
You know, Windows emulators.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, it's very interesting, but I'll let you know when I get five different versions of Linux working on it.
Okay.
$35.